Hello, my name is Shamika. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I've just got a question. I just learned something a while ago. A week or two ago, I called that 855 number, you know, the one y'all got to where you can get on a list for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, that's what we were told. Call the 855 number, and they'll take your information, and you tell them what county, and that will be sent to your county. Well, evidently, that's not the way it is. That information, I was told, did not get to not sent to Cherokee County. Do you know if that's right or not?
When they pre-register you, ma'am, they send your information to your health department, and they'll call you when an appointment is available.
Well, now, maybe she misunderstood because I told her what I did, and this had been a couple of weeks ago. I finally got through the line. The lady took mine and my husband's information. I said, now, are y'all going to send this to the county? She said, yes, ma'am. I said, well, now, who is the one that's going to call? And she said, they will. Well, I got to thinking about it because it's getting close next week. We'll be in that group. So I just called down here at the local health department and told her, and she might not have known, but I said, now, that lady told me that information would be sent to y'all, and y'all are the ones to send to contact us for the time and date. And she said, no, they didn't get anything from them. So, wonder why she said that.
So, you say you talked to someone from Cherokee County Health Department, and they told you that?
Right. So, there was one thing that I know that she was a little bit confused on. The thing that's on the internet now that you can click on, it's just been on there for a short period of time, it's not, I don't think it's working, is it? You know, you go on there and all it does is just like it's, sits there. It don't, and you'll say Cherokee County or DeKalb County or one of the counties, and it'll say this is not available for your location. It gives you something like that. So she mentioned that, and she said, now that, as far as she knew, that wasn't working, which that is true. But then when I told her about calling and the whole, you know, what I just told you, she said, no, she didn't think they got that. But I don't know what to do. But because she's already said, when I call today, they're already full for this first go around, you know, for the 65 and older. For what they've got going on next week, the lady said they were full. But she did take my information down, and she said the next the next time, I don't know when that'll be, that she would put me down on that list.
Well, I don't have that information either.
But as far as you know, the way you understand it, if you call that 855 number and you get a person, and I did, I didn't get a machine, I actually got a person, and she took mine and my husband's information and said, this will be sent to your county. Is that the way you look at it?
Give me one moment, ma'am. Let me look into that, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. So, hello? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks so much for holding. So, after getting information here, I'm informed that we only pre-registering people who would like to be contacted by the health department.
Yeah.
So, that was the information.
In other words, giving the information to that lady the other day, it's under your own, she was to send that to the county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe that girl, you know, sometimes with all this hectic stuff going on, maybe she didn't realize where information was coming from. In other words, she already told that she had, she was booked up this first go around. So that would have to come from somewhere, wouldn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
In other words, I know people would call or could call and give it, but if there's that much of a volume, looks like it would have had to come from the state.
Right.
In other words, the way I look at it, y'all put out the 855 number. Y'all put that out.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody in the state. And it would have to be that way, because how else would the counties get the information? You see?
Right.
So that makes sense that y'all would have sent it on to the counties. I mean, that's the only way that it could happen. You might have just gotten confused on that other thing.
Yes,
I should have asked. I should have asked, and I didn't after I hung up. Where did all these names come from? You know,
right.
That would be my, that would have been my a sensible thing to say. But I've just been, you know, worried about my husband, because he's had a heart attack, and he's got a bad heart, and he needs it really, really bad.
Right.
But so I'm, and there's 1,000 people out there just like me. So
yes,
I'm not any better than the next person. But my concern is, I want to make sure I'm on somebody's list.
Well, yes, ma'am. If you called in and got your name, your number, and your email, and all that on the 855 right. number, then you're on the list. You just have to wait for someone to call you.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.